Folks, man on the post, stats bomb, quickly Kevin, the double pivot, the football ramble. What does that tell you about football podcasts?
There's too many of them.
That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is people like them. So let's make some more of them. And so have we. We've made 73, number 73 this week. We've got an announcement.
There's a quiz announcement.
There is indeed. On the 13th of March. We are.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, we are doing a live football quiz.
Yeah.
Live podcast football quiz. Why? At Little Man Coffee. We're doing a football quiz to raise money for the Wallach, which are a great Welsh homeless charity.
Great. Well, you should have said that. Great.
Yeah. So it's £5 to enter. That's per team, but you can maximum you can have per team is five.
Where is it?
It's at Little Man Coffee in Cardiff.
So get your teams together. Teams of maximum five. £5 entry.
Get on event, bro.
All proceeds go to the Wallach.
Everything. We aren't doing anything. And you get nothing in it for us.
You get to listen to us ramble live. It's a crazy thought, really, isn't it? But, you know, why not?
Oh, and it's a really good quiz.
Yeah, come down. Come down. Have a quiz. It'll be fun.
I thought of it in a dream. So I ended up trying to explain the Real Madrid formation with four spatulas at the back, four ladles in mid, and two wooden spoons at top. So sometimes you change the ladle and the spatula down the wing to create like four up front and then mix back in. It's very similar.
Yeah.
But that's how I did it with the Champions League. Speaking of the Champions League.
Yeah.
It's business end of the Champions League.
It is the business end of the Champions League, which I
couldn't be happier.
Well, this is probably the most competitive football gets, isn't it?
No, I think so,
it's the peak, it's getting there, the hype, when the big boys come out to play.
It's already been brilliant. Like, it's been the two games that we've seen so far were really good. You know, Danny Oli for Roma getting net two, very, very young, talented player. Like, what a player he is.
Yeah.
And United's PSG was really good game. PSG.
Fantastic occasion.
PSG. I was there. Yeah, thanks to our sponsors.
The Ramble was there.
The Ramble was there. I was representing.
We got sponsors.
So I'll talk to you a little bit about my experience. Was a great atmosphere. United were. I think United matched PSG for the first half, and the fans were really loud. PSG fans were unbelievable all night. They didn't stop singing. They were absolutely amazing. But I think the goal came out of nowhere. And then the second that PSG got their noses in front, they just controlled the whole game. They controlled
the full control of the second half,
and the United couldn't get the ball off them. In the end, it could have been more than two. And the crowd then, I think,
how ironic for the Olays.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they got their noses in front, it was all like you could only hear the PSG.
They just put the boosters on. That was such a brilliant game
to watch.
It
was a great performance. What I quite liked about it was as well is that these people who we've always said, you know, to there's more football than just the Premier League.
Yeah,
like there's a world away. It's like, and the French league in particular gets brushed aside in general by the British public, football public, because they go, oh yeah, but it's only the French league.
Yeah,
it's
look like at the level.
Lyon have now beat Man City in the Champions League this season. PSG have beaten Man United. These seeds, like I'm really looking forward to the Lyon Barca game.
Yeah,
because I genuinely think Lyon could do them. And there's some really good games still coming up. Obviously, as we record this, you've got Ajax versus Real Madrid, which is a game that I was really excited about. And the De Jong transfer's taken the edge off it slightly because you want to believe that squad will stay together.
Yeah.
Tottenham Dortmund, I don't think was. I think a lot of people were saying that Tottenham were huge favourites for it as well.
I think there should be a little mini shout out here.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm holding my shout out.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay. I just think you should.
Okay.
It's Di Maria.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair.
How he handled all of those things.
Perfect. Should we do it?
Yeah?
Shout out!
Angel Di Maria. Coming back to Old Trafford, how he handled the situation.
As a Man United supporter, having Di Maria
everyone knows
in
his
your
quality.
Side, wasting him.
is
the most frustrating transfer. Because, say, transfers like now, someone like Alexis Sanchez, who, unfortunately, I'm having to concede, does not look as though he's going to make the grade at United. It looks, the team looks way so sluggish. And Lukaku as well, interestingly. Lukaku doesn't...
He doesn't fit the style of play now.
Lingard, Rashford and Martial look so lethal.
Yeah.
And Pogba behind them.
They're playing fast attack.
Do you think the age of that striker is now coming to a bit of a close because the jinky technical strikers are in amongst it?
Do you know what's the rise of now? It is literally now. This is all culminating to, we've seen peak false nine. You know, it's, we've reached
it. Can we just all do that?
This is,
that's
reaching. For the benefit of listeners, we're doing a basically a peak. Like the top of a, making the top of a triangle.
We look like a Toblerone sat here.
Yeah, we're basically doing that. And that's the international symbol for false.
There's so many false nines in the last few years with Messi. And probably Pep's Messi of Barcelona. You know, it's, he was the ultimate false nine. Ronaldo has almost morphed into one, kind of. He's a bit different. But now, so many. Kylian Mbappe. What do you call Kylian Mbappe? Because he's not a winger. Well, Mbappe's not a winger and he's not a striker, realistic, where his position is. He plays in this weird... There's a front... It's, I don't know. It's, I like the evolution of this front three.
Thomas Tuchel,
no main striker,
by the way, needs a lot of credit for the...
He did a hell of a job.
Because the way they structure, they all work, they all work together everywhere they push. So... they can push into like a front five if they want. Yeah. Like defenders come in to be in midfield. They drop back. Like it goes to a three, it goes to a four.
God, this is early, but go on.
Can I get another shout out?
Shout out!
Shout out!
Marquinhos.
Okay.
Marquinhos is a world-class centre-back who's also a world-class centre midfielder. It's not... like a Phil Jones being pushed to like a, you know, a
Alves
CDM.
Alves can come in when he needs to.
Marquinhos is one of the best central midfielders in the world.
And he just
Also one of the best centre-backs in the world. This isn't like John O'Shea playing everywhere. Yeah. He's world-class at both. He's superb. He marked Paul Pogba out the game last night. He didn't have a snip.
It was filthy from Pogba. I've got to just say, it was unnecessary, that tackle. They really fell short, and it's unfortunate.
Can we look ahead to more games
coming up
as well? There's a few more games that I think we should cover, Atletico Madrid.
Will this be the
Atletico
season?
Atletico Juve. What can we just talk about Atletico Juve?
Well, you know how I feel about Juve. I actually want to see Juve versus PSG in the final.
Yeah, you do. Atletico, it feels same as, I will go and say, know how it feels almost like Atletico with Simeone's coming to an end?
Yeah.
Like you get that feel, the club slowing down.
That has been
a
legendary
for a while.
It's been so great that what he's provided.
Yeah, he has, but it's slowed down.
I don't know if it's coming to an end. I think he'll be a very long serving manager there.
Yeah, but do you know who he'll be? He'll be Atletico's Madrid's David Moyes at Everton. Because I genuinely don't think Simeone can push them any more than he has done. He's come to an end.
But that's the fighting, like
I say, bringing Dortmund-esque
sort of way of being, because they've competed at the top level. They've tried to nestle into the big boys.
Well, I think Juventus will beat Atletico. I think Man City will
beat
Schalke.
Business end of the season. Business end of Champions League. Mm. Let's get some.
Yeah. Go on then, say it.
But what if I don't want people to listen to the FIFA Ramble?
Well, you just say it.
Listen to the FIFA Ramble.
With a bit of feeling, please.
Listen to the FIFA Ramble.
Thank you. They said the magic was dead.
I say it's magic.
I say ice, baby. That's what I say. The FA Cup is back.
It's back. This weekend.
Ballroom dancing.
Yeah, it starts off with quite a good game, actually. QPR Watford. You never know what QPR you're going to see.
No, but what Watford you're going to get?
No, you don't know what
it's
Watford
like a bag of Revels, isn't it? It's like Nicholas
Hall. If they were Revels, I reckon QPR would be the...
Coffee,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think the Watford coffee would be the really hard caramel.
Coffee.
I agree with you on both of those.
Coffee and toffee.
Well, I think if we independently wrote those, I would write those down.
Yeah. I would say the orange would be Brighton. All right, go on.
Anyway, we digress.
Anyway,
FA Cup. Some lovely
fixtures. I mentioned Brighton, weirdly, because I think that's my tie of the weekend, the one I'm looking forward to the most, actually,
which is
Brighton versus Derby.
Hang on. Whoa. Why on earth is Brighton versus Derby. No disrespect to either club.
Sounds like
Brighton v Derby. Why is that your title red? Explain.
Because I want to see how Derby, you know, when they knocked United out of the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
I want to see if Derby can successfully challenge Premier League sides.
Right, okay.
I want to know, I want to know if they can beat Man United and Brighton. And then I can get a bit more excited can about they, maybe coming up next year.
Can they do it at Brighton on a mild Saturday
surely
midday?
It's got to be Newport at home.
That's
surely
this, he's been deliberately being different. And the obvious one is, come on, it's the port against
City,
Man City.
Yeah, City Newport,
that's the title round.
He's building up to it.
Newport versus City is obviously brilliant. Newport have done fantastic.
Genuinely
well.
Can Newport have they got a chance?
Depends on the pitch.
Depends on the pitch.
I
so you're saying there's a chance.
The problem that I have is it is Man City, yeah. But I genuinely think this is a team, whatever team Pep puts out, that would be affected massively by playing at Newport. I think the fact it's at Newport makes a huge difference. More so than it would if this was them playing, I don't know, Darlington. Do you know what I mean? The pitch at Newport will play a big deal. The crowd at Newport.
Sergio Aguero having to turn
I don't
up
think
to play
Sergio, I think Sergio Aguero. I don't think they play
Newport.
Aguero.
I know he probably won't, but it's just the thought of him having to trot out onto Newport's pitch is fantastic, isn't it? It's
brilliant. The problem is that with Pep's rotation, he could just be like, right, okay, we're playing Newport. It's important. Yeah, Sergio, you're playing. Edison, you're in goal. Those players would be like, what? Why are you playing
Did
me
you
this
know,
game?
You're on the bench.
Yeah. And then right up to the he's going to be like, oh, Bernardo Silva, Sane, Bernardo Silva.
Who's the worst player?
Sane. And he'd be like,
we'll give Sane a run out because we put him on the bench when everyone's captained him in Fantasy League. You can have a try out in the FA Cup, son. Go score us a few goals.
Yeah,
go So I think it would be the most amazing upset ever.
Be amazing.
If Newport could do it.
I'd love it.
I just think there's genuinely no pressure on Newport.
No, there's
none
at all.
They've done wonders to get to this stage, and it's fantastic to see a local club on our doorstep, just in the limelight again.
Wilmot continues playing as he has in the last couple of rounds. Who knows?
Who knows?
He might get bought by Man City by the end of the
year. You've also got a few other good ones. Any love for Doncaster Palace?
I'm loving that tie. Well, now that tie. Now you can throw out your Brightons and Derbies of the world, but that one, I reckon, that's a good.
Roy tweets me all the time. He's keen.
He does. Swansea Brentford could be a.
Not having that one.
It's a high level championship game.
No,
it is a high level championship game.
I'm just going to talk over you.
Then you say it again.
Then
say
you
again.
I'll just talk over you.
Chelsea United.
Well, that one's interesting. Yeah,
Chelsea United. Who do you think is coming into this?
Well, both tails are between legs.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think who's, United have got
whose tail is lower? Whose is more erect? Who knows?
Do you know what was? Yeah. You think I still would say United the favourites?
Yeah, I do as well.
No way.
No.
Nah. Like off the back of just such a
Chelsea have conceded 10 goals in 3 games.
Yeah. Right. So I think as long as I just like Sarri. I hope he bounces back.
Oh, yeah. Look, we all hope he bounces back. It's ridiculous that we're even talking about Sarri being under pressure.
Yeah, which he is, because that interview of himself was just head-scratching. Like, I don't know, they might get rid of me.
Well, the thing with Sarri now is that he genuinely is. Not only, we talked about it last week briefly, we were saying about how it takes time for a new manager to come in and implement his style to the players, and those players taking on board. Imagine that being Sarri. Like, you know, apart from Bielsa, it's not many other managers. If you came in, you'd be like, oh, God, it's going to take ages.
What do you think went
he's
wrong
so tactical.
Like with that, or do you think it was just one of them?
Man City just a rampant. Man City are amazing.
Chelsea actually had quite a lot of the ball after about 15 minutes in that first half.
Back-to-back hat-tricks. Let's just sink in for a minute.
Back-to-back
hat-tricks from Sergio Aguero.
Okay,
back-to-back, Jesus.
We've somehow managed to turn Chelsea, Man United into talk about Man City, so I'm guessing none of us think Newport will actually do it.
I'm just happy the occasion's actually
I'm just happy the occasion.
Yeah,
Newport
it's good. Big up Newport. Hopefully they get the win.
Yeah.
Shout out Newport.
Just seeing them. Shout out.
And we'll have a lettuce on it too.
All right, I need to clarify this section that's in here. It's VVD. I don't know what.
Yeah, well, it stands for Virgil van Dijk. This is a new section of the podcast. Virgil van Dijk versus, in honour of Chris Sutton, saying Virgil van Dijk is the greatest footballer to ever, Dutch football, to grace the Premier League. He probably thinks he's the greatest footballer to grace the Premier League as well. We are asking ourselves, is Virgil van Dijk better than, and then, you know, each week we're going to...
Insert thing or,
mm-hmm. you know... person not related to football. So now you know what the section's all about, Al. Yeah. I think you throw can something throw out. Something at Luke and I, and then we'll decide
if that thing is better than.
So go on, Virgil. I feel like it needs a drum roll, but go on.
I gotta think here. Hang on.
You gotta think.
Yeah. Okay.
You got one.
Yeah. Oh, I almost had it.
He's getting close now. This Virgil van Dijk
version yes, okay.
is right. tense. It is a tense section of the podcast.
Okay, so you've, I mean, you've had a Virgil week. Van Dijk verse.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a week to prepare, yeah. but you know.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, yeah. right. Is Virgil van Dijk
yeah.
better, greater mm-hmm. than Gravity?
Okay. I would start the debate with, I think he is Gravity.
he pulls you in.
He pulls you
and he
in.
He holds gravitas.
You know what he reminds me of?
What?
A big magnet.
Virgil van Dijk.
It's as if Virgil van Dijk wanders onto the pitch and just they all...
Not back. Just the ball, but the players, the ref, that's the goalposts. He's like Magneto.
Virgil van Dijk's magnetism is the reason VAR isn't in the Premier League this season.
But gravity is a tough one. Hang on, can I just clarify?
Yes.
Do you mean gravity... The pull of the gravity, force. The force, or do you mean the film Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney?
Yeah, or is it the film?
Well, we can do two approaches with this.
Okay.
I initially would like to know what you think with the film, if the film's stacked up.
Okay.
And then, if he passes that, then it'll go through to
okay, well, in the movie Gravity, I don't know how she survived.
Well, she survived because of Virgil van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk would have survived that, so that's why he is
Virgil van Dijk. Fact, when he goes into space, he doesn't need an oxygen mask.
Oh, right.
And one of them big fishbowl things.
I think he's better than the film.
Helmet.
It's just okay.
And then the concept of gravity. He is gravity, okay. So he gravitates towards making him better than gravity.
I think I'm going to go for VVD this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Virgil van Dijk. I think Virgil van Dijk is actually better than Gravity, so that makes this, film. You know, that's one all now.
That's one all, and
that's
DVDs.
One all, because last week we decided that Archbishop Desmond Tutu was better.
Yeah, so yeah, one all.
Mazarewa was, but then...
Mazarewa.
Another one of those next week.
This is a great podcast.
Do you know what we're doing now?
No.
We're doing Reader's Wives.
What is Reader's Wives?
Well, Reader's Wives is our question of the week section. I'm glad you asked. Where I ask a question on Twitter and people answer it. That's how questions work.
I
ask the question on Twitter and then I read out the answers on here. Right, so this week I said, in honour of our announcement of our event coming up, I said, if you were taking part in a football quiz and could have one footballer, current or retired, or manager on your team, who would you choose?
It's a great question.
Fantastic question.
That was the question I asked.
Were the answers as good as the question?
The first one came back. I think the question was better.
Should we roll over until we get the good answers?
I was particularly proud of this question. Do you know when I came up with that question? What? 5:05 this morning when I was like, I've got to think of this wise question.
You're on the loo or something.
Brilliant. Right, so the first one is Paul Glover. He replied...
Oh, I know a Paul Glover.
You don't know this one.
No, I don't.
He came back with Brian Clough, because even if he was wrong, he'd be right.
I don't think that's a bad answer. You've been very disparaging about the answers. Yeah,
which is good. Yeah. Nathan at Welsh Straight Edge, who's a Man United fan, says Sir Alex. He just always came across as the font of all knowledge. Him or Cantona, because his whimsical answers might be odd, but you couldn't tell if it was right or wrong. Shout out, please.
Shout out.
Captain Gareth. Came back with Dr. Ian Dowie. Chris Etchingham, host of Man on the Post podcast, award winning.
That's the second time we mentioned him today as well.
Second time. Bielsa, there can't be anything he doesn't know about other people. Fair enough. Yeah. Shout out again, please.
Shout out.
The Gormisaurus at Peter Amore came back with Fat Ronaldo and Ancelotti.
Fat Ronaldo?
Yeah, listen to his answer in full. Fat Ronaldo and Ancelotti, always with the like Defoe and Letiz too, and Walcott until 5 years ago.
Why? I don't know.
I love his answer. Listen,
that's a great answer.
I repeat, if you were taking part in a football quiz and could have one footballer, current or retired, or manager on your team, who would you choose and why? Fat Ronaldo and Ancelotti, always with the like Defoe and Letiz too, and Walcott until 5 years ago.
Why Walcott until 5 years ago?
Because he was
clever 5 years ago. Right.
He wrote all his books.
Right.
Okay.
Gareth came back, GT18 underscore. Gareth, a long time contributor.
Yeah.
Sam Allardyce, just so I could witness a man drink a pint of wine. Which I love. Handlebar Barista just came back with Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, obviously.
We're going to end this section. Oh, no, we're not. We got two more. Raj came back with Arsene or Roy Hodgson. They know too much to lose.
Roy Hodgson would be good.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough, yeah. He's come out from
that. And then Tara came in, first time contributed to the show, and came back with Callum Patterson.
Excellent choice.
I think is the best choice.
That wins.
Is the best choice. So that's it. That's Reader's Wise for this week. See you next week.
Hey guys, what's going on, man? This is my first time on this podcast. Jay Peters, creator of Talk Out Loud. They give y'all a shout out. All right.
Lads, before we finish up, we've had a few messages in from people listening to this week's show, and it's good to always get feedback, isn't it? So Papa Booba Diop has tweeted us, said, absolutely out of the world this week. Well done, the Ramble Boys. Marion Pahaz, lads, not too sure about this week, to be honest. Peter Unlev says, this week was better than having a rat gnawing at your feet, but not much more than that. So not sure good there. And Alexander Kleb. Got in touch with us on Facebook, and he said, real good flow to this week, boys. Felt all the new sections like VVD Versus and Reader's Wives are coming into their own. Keep up the good work. So there you go.
Oh, that's great feedback.
That's nice.
I'm very happy with that.
Apart from Peter Endlove and his feet, but you know, whatever.
Calm, please, everyone.
Right.
There's one thing you do,
so
we're done, nearly.
We're nearly done. Before we go, I just want to say again, 13th of March, come down to Little Man Coffee in Cardiff. We're doing a football quiz. All money maids go into the Wallach.
Yep.
Great homeless charity in Cardiff. Charity. So come down, buy a ticket. It's £5 to enter, but that's per team. You're going to have 5 a side. So come down, support the cause.
It's a great quiz as well.
It's a brilliant quiz.
Even if we say
we're very
so.
We've written it, but we are very, very happy
written
with it.
Love.
And we want you. Honestly, it's ours, isn't it? We've written it with Peter and Lev.
That's what's going on.
Right,
come down.
Come on, get on here.
13th of March.
Go on, what is it? How do you get tickets?
Eventbrite.
Follow our socials.
Get on Twitter. There's a link there.
Just message us.
There's a pin tweet. Just come round.
Buy tickets on.
Just pop over. 73. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts, y'all. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.